Chapter 15. I started writing a letter to Kenny. At first, I thought I wanted to tell him about the war, about how I felt about the fighting. Then I knew I wanted to tell him about my killing the Kong. I started the letter off really cool, hoping that he was okay and taking care of Mama, stuff like that. Then I told him I wanted to tell him about a typical day that I had here in the Nam. Then I changed it to special day instead of typical. Then I tried to tell him about the killing. I started off saying that war was about destroying the enemy. Then I remembered about the news guys asking us why we were fighting in Vietnam. It wasn't the same. Saying that you were trying to stop communism or stuff like that was different than shooting somebody. It was different than being scared and looking at somebody who was maybe as scared as you were. In a way, I wanted him to know about me killing the Kong. In another way, I didn't. I wanted him to think I was a good soldier. Being a good soldier meant doing your job. For the guys in the squad, it meant killing the enemy. Before I went into the army, I had thought about being a writer. Teachers said I used words well. But writing that I had done a good job killing just didn't work. Yo, Pee-wee. What's shaking? You know that Kong I killed? Yeah? How come I killed him? 'Cause he was gonna kill your ass if you didn't kill his, Pee-wee said. That's the only reason? Ain't that good enough? I don't know. Is it? It better be till you get your ass home, Pee-wee said. Man, this ain't even Booneyville, Sergeant Simpson said. This is the suburbs of Booneyville. He threw his gear on the small folding cot in the hooch that was our new home outside of Tam Kai. You should have known this place was going to be garbage, Brunner said. We were right outside of Chulai and that wasn't that hot. Brunner was right. The base at Chulai was almost like the old section of Fort Devens. The barracks were neat and clean. And there was even a post exchange. Where we had been bivouacked west of Chulai had been cool too. Our new area was something else again. It looked like the other fire bases with barbed wire and minefields around it. But I didn't see anything that looked like a major generator, which meant that it was going to be dark as hell at night. The hooches were half underground and didn't look as if they could take much in the way of direct hits. If we got incoming mortar, we would have to roll out of the hooches into the sandbag-lined trenches around them. I didn't like it at all. The streams around here are a little murky, Lieutenant Gerhard said. Make sure you take your malaria pills. I'm taking every kind of pill I can get my hands on, Pee-wee said. I'll take some birth control pills if I could find me some.